Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Yep, and our guest in a virtual Treasure Chest Casino power seat is A.C. Cooper, president of the Louisiana Shrimp Association, here to talk about shrimp fraud. How you doing, A.C.?
I'm doing good, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm all right. Tell me about shrimp fraud, and how do you know it, and how do you prove it, and all that stuff?
Well, you know, Tommy, you know, we had to pass legislation in 2019 on the restaurants, and the Restaurant Association said, oh, they all following. They found the guidelines, and then come to find out there's 2,600 violations, and yet no fines. So this past year, we got there, Senator Connick passed a bill to where now they have fines behind it, and they have to do it. So I think this is going to be a big plus for us. And not only that, we have a company now going around testing the restaurants to see, because they have a DNA test to test and see if they really are domestic or if they selling imports. And what he's finding is just unreal. Houston, I think Galveston was 90% lying, saying they were selling Gulf shrimp and they selling imports. Baton Rouge, 30% is selling Baton Rouge. But if you do the numbers and put all of the restaurants, add up all the restaurants and see how many's doing bad, it winds up to being $28 million in loss. So 80% of our restaurants go to shrimp goes to restaurants. And when the restaurants are not selling our shrimp, then we have a problem. And that's been our biggest problem. You know, these cheap imports coming in and selling. None of these people that come to New Orleans with the Super Bowl wants to eat Chinese or Indian shrimp or Indonesian shrimp. They're coming here to eat our shrimp. And you know, that's a big problem. So we got DNA tests now starting to show that, you know, they're lying. If you put a boats or pictures and portray our culture and you're selling that board of shrimp, there's going to be repercussions for that.
Yeah, you know, you talk about, give me that number again about percentage of Louisiana shrimp that go to restaurants, because it would seem as though at some point there's a disconnect. It's like, well, wait a minute. You're serving shrimp, but we're not selling them, so where are you getting them, right? I mean, would you really need
exactly
to prove it?
Yeah, well, if that's what we have to do to go into the restaurant as a task force, we hired a company called CDU going around, and he does the DNA testing. And he's going to be in New Orleans pretty soon. And last year in Morgan City, when they had the festival, the Shrimp and Petroleum Festival, man, it was just unbelievable. I think two of them were selling Louisiana shrimp right there on the coast, and the rest of them were selling imports. So it's just, if the restaurants don't buy our product, then it's a slow-moving product. And then here we go. We can't go out. We can't sell our shrimp. So all these cheap imports is just killing our economy, and all our coastal communities are just suffering because of it.
So are the shrimp being caught now and restaurants aren't buying them? Or if they were to crack down on the imported shrimp being passed off as Gulf shrimp, would that mean more people would be going out to catch shrimp because there'd be a market for it where there isn't now?
Correct. In 2014, we had a little glitch in the imports. Went down about 15%, and our prices went up. You know, we can see the difference in the prices. So we don't need a big change, but we need a change. But it has to be done at the restaurant level. And look, education is the key. People need to know what they're eating. You know, they're coming in with antibiotics, steroids, all kind of stuff. And yet, our federal government is not even looking at that. They test less than 1%. So if you go in a restaurant and say, well, we depend on the government to make the test and make sure it's good, well, that's it's not nothing to lean your back on and say it's okay. It's gonna be Louisiana shrimp. Mm. But just about every restaurant you go to says Louisiana shrimp, but yet they're selling imported shrimp. And I know people in coming to Louisiana, they sure don't want to eat shrimp from India.
And there is a law against that. The problem is enforcing it and actually putting some teeth into it and fining people for not following the law, right?
Well, there's a couple of things, like I said, we're doing. Mike Strahan, in the legislation, Mike Strahan has authority to go in and test. Now, they're going to go into these plants and get these imported shrimp, and they're going to start testing lots of them. And when they find a lot dirty, we passed legislation in 2020, to where we can destroy it. If we test it bad, if they test it bad, then they have the right to go in there and grab that whole lot of shrimp, pull it from the shelves, and destroy it. So we got a lot of things looking up for us here in Louisiana because, you know, we've been working with the legislature. We work with Washington. It's just a matter of either we're going to do it and survive or we're just going to lose the culture. You know, New Orleans are a culture city. We part of the culture when you talk about seafood, music, and the way we are. But yet, it's tend to forget about the real culture of Louisiana.
And let me take a break. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back because I got to wonder about the part of the wholesaler in this and how the imported shrimp get to the restaurant in the first place. We're going to take a break. Okay. We'll be right back. We're at the Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row in the Morial Convention Center, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and So-So, celebrating Big Game Week in New Orleans. We'll be right back after a look at traffic on WWL. Tommy Tucker here all week long on WWL, broadcasting live from the Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row and Memorial Convention Center, celebrating Big Game Week in New Orleans, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and So-So. We're visiting with A.C. Cooper. He's in the virtual Treasure Chest Casino power seat now, talking about imported shrimp. So, A.C., here's what I'm trying to figure out. So, the restaurant's got to get these shrimp from a wholesaler, right? So rather than go to the restaurant level, why don't they just go to the wholesaler that's importing the shrimp and stop it there?
Well, that's what this new law does with Mike Strahan. He's going to be able to go into the plants and all the imports coming in, he's going to be able to go in there and check these shrimp and see if there's something in them. Because when LSU did their study, man, it was like 40 samples and 32 samples tested bad for antibiotics, veterinary antibiotics residue in it. So, and that's banned in the U.S., but it's here. And we're allowing the people to eat that.
Somebody texted this in, and I think it's an interesting question. Where is the price difference occurring? Because I'm having a hard time understanding how they can go shrimping in India or China. And then do they ship them frozen? Is that how they come here?
Yes, sir. What happens is, Tommy, you know, that their currency money is different to ours. If theirs is four times more worth of ours, and they do it by the currency difference and the volume they send in, and that's where they make the money at, mostly the volume. They brought over 2 billion pounds in last year, 2 billion. This country only eats 1.5, 1.6 billion. So every year you got 500 million shrimp pounds of shrimp excess in this country before we even get to go catch one shrimp. They're bloody. It's everywhere.
Somebody texted in. We only got 30 seconds left here. AC, they want to know, just like if America was to go to manufacturing things and stop importing things, the price would go up because of the labor cost. They're wondering if imported shrimp go away and we eat nothing but domestically produced shrimp, what would that do to the price?
It would go out of the roof. Like I said, we only had a 15% downfall on the imports in 14, and our prices just doubled just that quick.
So that's from the shrimper's standpoint, but from the consumer's standpoint, the price would go up as well, right?
Well, yes. You know, it would go up. But just think about this. What would you rather eat? Something with antibiotics that you don't know where it came from in these ponds because they're full of green algae and they do all kind of stuff. They put pesticides and keep the algae out of it. What would you really eat? Is it worth paying a dollar more for a plate of food? And another
thing. Thank you, AC. We got to go, but there's another point I'll make after the news here on WWL.